Welcome to an HBO podcast for the HBO series Deadwood. Now, HBO talks with Molly Parker about her character, Alma Garrett.
How did these people do it? I have no idea. Across the country in wagons with children and babies and in the winter, it's unbelievably difficult. I think we just absolutely have no idea. Martha Bullock becomes the school teacher in the town. There's lots of people here, so there have to be some children. And my child, my ward, Sophia, goes to school. But it's really a separate world from what Alma is dealing with. I mean, Alma, as much as she loves this girl, Sophia, that she has become guardian to and mother to, she's not instinctively a mother. And I think she struggles with her lack of maternal instinct on a constant basis. And when we left the end of season two, she was pregnant. So that sort of has it all of it, you know, its own challenges through season three for her.
What is it that's the most difficult thing in which your character has to cope with in this town?
Alma is so privileged. She's wealthy, she's educated, she is loved. For all of those things, I think she's an intensely lonely person and struggles as an addict. And that is something that comes back in the third season, that she falls back into her habit. I have to say, season three was sort of like torture. It was really, really, I think, the most difficult year I've had on the show because of what the woman I play has gone through, which has just been through the ringer. And if I had to live the year she's lived, I don't know if I would have made it. I mean, for all of that, I think she's so courageous, and I love what David writes for her, and that her struggle to be good is constant.
Well, what was it like, you know, as soon as you started reading about your character on paper for season three?
Because of the way David writes, that he writes for the next day, basically. I mean, there's no preparation in terms of making plans as an actor of like, well, if I can do this here because it's going to pay off later and, you know, make these connections. Those are not things that are asked of us on the show, and they're not all that possible because you really find out what's happening to your character as it happens. So the benefit of that is that you are forced to live, work, or be as the character very much in the moment and not anticipate what's coming up and be a clever little actor and make, you know, nice choices that will pay off. That's not an opportunity. So it forces you to be very present, and that I actually quite love. Alma, I think, lives in some ways very much in her own world, and that has a lot to do with the fact that she is quite isolated by her gender and by her money. She is one of the only women in town who isn't working as a whore. The other woman in town who she would be friends with is married to her lover, so they can't be friends. And she is good friends with this woman, Trixie, who was a prostitute, but they're very different. So she's sort of quite alone in many ways. I had a conversation with a 18-year-old girl a few months ago, a girl I know, who said to me, "I'm not a feminist. I think feminism's stupid." And I said, "Really? Why would you say that? Why would you even think that?" And she said, "They're all so whiny. It's like, get over it. It's fine. You can do whatever you want." And I thought, how amazing that she has grown up in a time where she feels privileged enough to own that opinion, that a woman could do anything. So why would you whine about inequality? I mean, in fact, she's obviously, to me at least, miseducated on the point, but I think that, you know, as much as there are days when I am so angry and just I can't believe the things that women of this time had to go through.
Check out HBO.com.